This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we are happy to have Penny Shellhorn Scutt here. She is a volunteer coordinator and a board member of the Save the Green Gables organization. Penny, thanks for coming in. Tell us about this very cool property that we have here in Melbourne.
Thank you for inviting me here today. I wanted to come and let people know about Green Gables, an incredible, wonderful historic asset in our community that the community is looking to save and provide as a future dynamic museum and venue and gathering place for all of us here in the Melbourne area.
So tell us a little bit about Green Gables. It's right on US 1. It's kind of kitty-cornered from the Dunkin' Donuts.
Perfect. Right next door to Einstein Bagels near the Hibiscus Light. It is a house built in the 1896, and it's been here, it's been hidden, and at this point we are trying to save it from possible sales to others who would not want to preserve it. And we're having a fundraiser to help raise some of those funds. And that's going to be called Fall Back in Time at Green Gables. It's an evening event on November 5th, and it is going to be chock full of wonderful, fun things to do. It will be going back in time to the 1920s. It's a speakeasy, and we will have a speakeasy there, along with fortune tellers, live music, Sybil Gage and her Catahoulas will be there. We will have live Dixieland band music, silent auction with donations from a lot of wonderful community vendors, and also silent movies, blackjack, and lots of interesting people there to talk to and meet while we're giving house tours also.
Once again, this happens on Saturday, November 5th, 4:30 to 9:30. Tickets are available online.
Yes, at greengables.org and also on Facebook at Save Green Gables. They're $75 each. You are going to have so much fun. Please get your tickets as soon as possible because we wouldn't want you to miss this.
The organization is a 501c3, so yes. It is a charitable organization. All of the efforts that you've done so far are all to raise the funds to purchase the property and then start the renovation.
True, exactly. And most of your ticket price will be deductible for tax purposes, too.
Now, you folks have gotten this house registered as a historic
The National Registry of Historic Places has recognized it, and that took a lot of hard work, detail management, and submission of incredible details on this house.
Give us just a little brief history of who built the house and what it was used for.
Oh, Mr. and Mrs. Wells came. They were looking for a wonderful place to live during the winters so that Mrs. Wells wouldn't come down with pneumonia in upstate New York. They went from Jacksonville down to Miami and inland, and they stopped at Melbourne. And there was something about Melbourne, I think it was the fishing, the water access, and the very friendly people that drew them to this community. They were wealthy, they were able to influence the community, and actually helped in obtaining our local library, which is built on Wells Park for the Wells family, also churches and the high school. So they were pivotal in this community of making it a better place for all of us to live.
Originally, the house was built as a summer home, but then did they eventually live there?
They did. They came to retire.
And a lot of the original fretwork on the inside of the house.
Yes, they were world travelers. They went to India and they had hand-carved, almost lace-like wooden screens made for what they called their little cottage in Melbourne.
If you would like an opportunity to tour Green Gables and help the organization as they raise the needed funds to get this house restored, you can attend the Fall Back in Time, a 1920s speakeasy. It's going to be lots of fun Saturday, November 5th, and tickets are available and more information about this event and about the organization. It's all at greengables.org.
Thank you very much.